facts, then all have been doing everything in his power to discourage devotion to her and instill for her and instill hatred for her from two millennia. Have you ever noticed that it is Marian dogmas and devotions that stir the strongest reactions in those who reject the Church? Even some good Catholics are embarrassed by devotion to Our Lady, and they feel we should not be too extreme in our veneration of her. Perhaps two have wondered why the Church holds the Immaculate Virgin in such high regards. Perhaps you have wondered why God has chosen to use her in the work of redemption. Today, I would like to take a look at why the devil hates Blessed Mother so much, and why we should love her. Dear friends, sin is in the Garden of Eden. The characters are God, the serpent, Adam and Eve. The devil is working in triumph. Has just deceived Eve and through her Adam. All his proud of himself. You can almost feel the demon pride in destruction, for he has successfully mirrored God's handiwork of creation and dragged human beings from whom God has a special love into death and misery. God has appeared on the scene to clean up the mess, declaring the tragic curse that has arisen from sin, but also to proclaim the Proto-Evangelium, the first hint at the Gospel and the Devil's Tomb. Dear friends, God starts by addressing Satan. And again, he means to eat dirt for the rest of his days. Then he reveals something that makes Satan cringe in horror. His ultimate defeat will come at the hands of a woman. We can read in Genesis, and I will establish a fruit between thee and the woman, between thine offspring and hers. She is to crush thy head, while thou dost lie in ambush at her heels. You see, Jesus is going to crush Satan through Mary. She is the instrument Jesus is meant to need when he destroys his ancient enemy. So why does being defeated by Mary pain the devil so much? Why does God want to use Mary to defeat Satan? By a little lady from Nazareth, The thought is absolutely humiliating. He drives him crazy. For him, there is one thing the most appropriate hero in all of our creation hates, it's being humiliated. Seven times his defense by the Virgin Mary humiliated because she is a woman. He loves nothing more than to see women abused, degraded, and objectified by pornography. Not to mention that our Blessed Lady is a human, and Satan hates humans because we have bodies. And he's a pure spirit that thinks bodies are disgusting. But there is another, more practical reason. Satan hates being defeated by Mary. Mary, dear friends, is his replacement in heaven. You see, Lucifer was originally God's finest achievement. He was more beautiful, more powerful than all the other creatures that God has made. And as we all know, it went to his head. He was so gorgeous, so mighty, that hearing thoughts, he could be better than God. Deathly marks of Satan are pride and envy of the American. And what are the defining characteristics of Mary? First and foremost, she is supremely humble. In fact, she is the most humble creature that has ever existed. For every want of pride that they don't have, Mary has twice as much humility. For every bolt of hate, sin, and bitter envy in Satan's black hearts, Mary's heart, Mary's imaginary heart, is filled with twice as much praise, worship, and love. For every bit of words and destructive depravity in the devil's soul, Mary's heart is filled with more purity and fruitfulness. And by grace, God has made her the most exquisite and the most glorious creature in all the universe. The battle, the devil, in every way, dear friends, the Immaculate is the Satan's polar opposite. In every way, she is his replacement and he knows it. Worst of all for Satan, his replacement in heaven is none other than the mother of the eternal world, Jesus Christ, whose passion and death begin the very humanity he worked so hard for yes to God, amid the disobedience of Eve, paving the way for the saving work of the new Eden. The very weakness of Eve, that Satan so strong, was replaced by the humble obedience of Mary, and obedience to the will of God that has been her powerful beyond humans. This is the divine plan for the defeat of his enemy. This is not behind it. Satan hates us. His bitter envy inspires him to destroy God's creation, to bring it down into the abyss of hell. To love nothing more for you, for us, image bearer of God, image bearer of God, to join in him in the yellow flames of the lake of fire, for misery, not complaining. But fear not, the enchanter ends, is powerless against the immaculate heart of Mary. For in God's plan, she is the instrument that Jesus will use to humiliate and demolish him. So, let's follow the plan. Do you want to crush the head of the devil in your hand? Do we want to make it safely through trials, temptations, and storm to our eternal home? The answer, dear friends, is the simple call of Mary. Go to Mary. Don't be surprised if you are under attack, if your family is under attack. Just call on her. Love her. Plan to come here at her shrine frequently in the coming year. Love her. Be her devoted servant, her defender, her household. Dear family, dear parents, keep the prayer of the rosary with your children. Teach them how to pray. Consecrate yourself, your family, her totally and completely, for nothing that belongs to her will be lost. As St. John Damascene said so beautifully, to be devoted to thee, O Holy Virgin, is an art of salvation which God gives to those who he wishes to save. Satan is on a rampage, wreaking as much havoc as he possibly can, because he knows his time is running out. He is afraid, so he is angry. For he knows that one day he will be crushed by the woman who makes his heart quake. The woman looks forth like a dawn, fair as a moon, bright as a sun, terrible as an army with banners. God will have, pray for us, in the name of the Father.